Step 17, the funicular. Dear listeners, now we suggest you take an alternative to the San Donato mule track and to the Marini footpath, the funicular, a privileged observation point over the city. If you don't want to face the climb on foot, in fact, you can take the funi, as the people of Brunate call it, while you listen to the history of this masterpiece of engineering, told through the eyes of three authors, Giuseppe Pontigia, Giovanni Testori, and Bernardino Zapponi, Fellini's co-screenwriter. The cable car, inaugurated in 1894 and built in only 22 months on the initiative of the Como Brunate Anonymous Society, represented a turning point for the fortune of a little rural village, which went on to become a famous holiday destination in northern Italy. Climbing to Brunate, before the funicular and before the construction of the mule track in 1817, must have been no mean feat, as is testified by the words of Benedetto Giovio, who defines the way as rough, stony, steep and crooked, and those of Bishop Feliciano Niguarda, who describes the route to Brunate as a difficult and hard path. The construction of the funicular was therefore a big step towards modernization, even more so when travelling time was further reduced thanks to the switch to electric traction in 1911. Today, thanks to continuous technological progress, it's possible to go from Como to Brunate in only 7 minutes. Electric lights have been illuminating the tracks since 1899, and when the sun goes down we can admire a glowing line beginning from Viale Geno to ideally unite Como and Brunate. The Italian artist, writer and screenwriter Giovanni Testori was fascinated by this light line and wrote about it in his poems. The lake rests, the dead lie in peace. Oh, it is true that every night, amid this tangle of blood and conscience, you see, boarding the great boat, which every night they recreate identical to themselves, advancing, getting off at every stop, a crowd of memories that the present holds in the past, and maybe even in the future. Como rests, hidden in its hair, in the fuzz of the fledgling, although its backbone keeps travelling up and down, a torch of lights that the small train transports up to the top. Another important testimony was written by a famous writer from Como, Giuseppe Pontigia, nicknamed Peppo. In one of his tales, published on newspaper Corriere della Sera in 1990, the author remembers the emotion that he felt during the dizzying ascent on the funicular. A city that seems to subside with its lake, while I climb to Brunate with the funicular, my face pressed against the window. This is my first image of Como. The meadows glide at the sides, the grass is very green, the light inside is coloured in yellow. It feels like being in a tram that has reared up against a wall, walking up steep steps, and challenging what at that moment becomes our most fearsome enemy, gravity. Afterwards, when the disaster has been prevented, we reconcile silently with the universe and with technology. Finally, we must mention one of the most peculiar anecdotes about the funicular. In 1970, one of the greatest Italian filmmakers, Federico Fellini, undertook this same journey. He was looking for a location to shoot the film An Unknown Woman, which never got produced in the end. His visit to Brunate is narrated by his co-screenwriter Bernardino Zapponi in the book My Fellini, which reads, "We wrote a script. We added other characters, a brother, an old mother who lives in a retirement home. Always impatient, Federico immediately wanted to go searching for that retirement home and decided that it had to be on Lake Como. We took the plane to Milan, a city where Fellini was respected and welcomed, but which didn't offer the wide complicit smiles of Roman folks or the masters of waiters. During the inspection trips, looking for the ideal retirement home, it occurred to us to take the funicular to climb a steep hill. Here a lady gazed at Federico for a long time. 'I'm looking at you because you look a lot like Fellini.' 'Yes, everybody tells me that,' whispered Fellini. The suitable location was found right on top of that hill. Unfortunately, the project for the movie was delayed. Bergman made other commitments. Time went by, and the script ended up, as it often happens with movies, on the boat of dead scripts."